Breakfast. I'm gonna regret all the Big Breakfast. Everybody seems to forget how they felt last day. They got the Big Breakfast. I think that I'm still good. It's the only thing that
I want the Big Breakfast. Wednesday, arvo, I set up an embargo on me going home to watch Netflix and cry. Boss says, hey, why don't we have the next meeting down in the cafe? Whatever you want, you know it's boss man shout. But nothing too pricey, don't get the trout. Ha, 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 ha. Fuck you.
Ha, 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 ha. Fuck you.
All right, let's send this over. Stuffed. The crew, fresh off the regret of a Big Breakfast, find themselves the proud recipients of a coupon book, courtesy of the Chamber of Commerce of Coruscant. Besides helping them finish their breakfast, their new friend Ghost has brought to them a bounty that seemingly has ties to the infamous Butt Radar, a foe from the crew's past. But in the meantime, where can a smug lord find some antacids?
Good question.
All right, now you guys are at... Coruscant. I don't know. Oh, yeah, I still got the diner here.
Were you still in the diner or did we leave?
You guys hadn't left yet. You were, I think you were standing outside the diner.
No, I'm sitting on the ground.
Outside the diner?
Oh, I am dinered out.
I think you're...
Well, we have a speeder there, though.
You have a speeder. Right. You do. Are you, when you came there, it was just Sarn and Mac and the head of RX, and Ghost met up with you. Ghost came there in an undisclosed way.
What does that mean?
Ghost, he didn't tell you. How did you get here?
Oh.
I think he said that he... I don't remember what he said last week, but...
Public transport?
He took the bus?
I took the subway. it's good to laugh after a long breakfast.
A big breakfast.
Did that breakfast come with any cigarettes?
Yes.
Okay, I'm having a cigarette.
Your cigarette relieves one strain.
All right, one strain. I got to write that down.
Takes away one health.
Plus three lung cancer.
I think that's what it is in BioShock.
Is it BioShock or Fallout?
Maybe both.
Both.
All right, can we do Destiny Pool, please?
Yes, good idea.
Yes.
Can you get Craig in here?
Oh, great. Also great idea.
I miss Craig.
Good thing you
this in secret.
Oh, there's
right?
Kickboxing girl. Now he's going to get confused. Why'd you post it in here? Now you're never going to know where the link is.
Oh, no, it's fine. I did it so you guys can see what it looks like again.
Let me look at this.
Mesmerizing, neurotic. All right, Craig joined, right? Did you guys hear him?
I did not hear him.
It says joining. It says recording.
Usually, there's a little picture of Craig.
Yeah, what happened?
Damn it, Craig!
Craig. Make sure Craig has permissions to join.
Can we go to the supply shop?
I don't know. You guys are just dicking around.
Hey, guys, can we go to the supply shop?
Oh, I feel like just dicking around.
Stick around on your own time. We got a butt
this
radar.
This is my
hunt.
Time. I think we have deserve some well deserved R&R.
No, we need to hunt butt radar.
Do we though?
Yes.
Is this something we need? Is this something we all need to do?
Yes, we do.
Yes, it is.
All right. but only because I don't like his name.
It is a vile name, and he is a vile creature.
It is the butt of names.
There's your one strain back.
All right, Craig is just going to have to set this one out.
How are we going to do the podcast then?
I'm recording locally.
Oh, okay. Well,
he's got several cameras.
Which part?
The part where I asked, how are we going to broadcast it?
No. You must live that shame in eternity. This doesn't matter. You don't listen to it anyway.
It's just because I don't like to hear my own voice.
I agree.
Fans.
With you don't like to hear my voice or your own voice?
Yes.
Got it. Hey, Ghost, how did you get here?
He
I ghost not say.
He still
yeah, we know we didn't. We know you didn't say. We're asking.
I said I'd rather not say.
Oh, you'd rather not say. Well, why not? We just shared a big breakfast. I thought we were best buds.
A ghost must have his secrets.
All right, well, then you're going to have to run along the speeder as we drive to the supply shop.
Wait, I mean, can he fit in the speeder? It's a what kind of speeder is this? Just
it's a speeder bike.
It's a speeder bike. I forgot.
Oh, that would be so adorable.
What shop are you going to?
Eoslin. Oh, sorry. You guys should answer
the
that.
Eoslin's.
The Eoslin.
I'll meet you there.
God damn it. Oh, he's going to meet us there. I told you, public transport.
All right, Mac, I'm going to drive because you're
an idiot.
You're too full.
I'm already in the driver's seat, bud.
You have too much indigestion.
I can have enough indigestion to get this gas going.
You can't drive a speeder bike, have indigestion, and smoke a cigarette. I've tried.
What are you talking about? I thought this was Coruscant. Not Tatooine. What are we talking about? I can't drive around with a cigarette after. What are we living in? Is the Empire back?
Much.
Is the Emperor back?
Did he come down and tell me I couldn't eat? All
right.
I'm not easily distracted.
You're either going to smoke and focus on your indigestion, or you're going to drive and focus on your indigestion, or smoking.
Make an average space piloting check.
Space piloting.
Not space. It should be planetary. You're right.
And just roll it?
Yeah. Two difficulty.
Yeah. What does that mean?
Oh, he had a triumph.
Yeah.
All right. So you are the pilot. You seize the pilot controls.
I sit back to back just in case if anything happens. And I want to watch what happens to Ghost.
You do get a triumph. Yeah. So you want to spend that in any way?
A what? A triumph?
You got a triumph.
He's able to put RX's head onto the hood.
I put RX's head on the hood and we do an awesome wheelie.
All right.
Of course I spend a triumph on a wheelie.
You spend all your triumphs on wheelies.
That's a pretty good thing to spend on.
How do you do a wheelie on a craft with no wheels?
Like this.
He did it again.
I think that's more of a tilty.
A tilty.
Agreed. Let's do it again. Woo!
I do like the view from up here.
I don't know who I like more, the Wookiee or the droid.
I'm flying, Mac. I'm flying.
All right.
That was a Titanic reference, guys.
Yeah, no, we got it.
It was just too good, right?
Yeah,
super good. I appreciate
it. Wow, you guys make it. You guys make it over to Yoslin's.
Is this from Zelda?
Maybe.
I'm so glad I can hear his music now.
All right. So RX, Ghost will show up. He's going to take a little while before he shows up because he is taking an undisclosed transportation method.
Do you not have a picture for Ghost? You're just going to keep dragging down.
He's not there
around?
Yet. He's not there. No, I mean, RX is there.
But he's not dead. You have the skull on his head.
He's kind of ahead. The music's getting louder, I think.
Yeah, it's getting more fun.
It's getting more fun.
All right.
I go over to the weapons aisle here.
So you guys show up at Eoslin's. It's kind of similar to that. It's a general store of sorts. The Eoslin of the Eloz in name. Is a Togruta. It's a male Togruta. He's kind of slovenly, and he's sitting behind a case on the side of the shop.
I go and talk to him. Hello, Eoslin's.
Hey, welcome to my shop, Eoslin's.
Yeah, I just said welcome to Eoslin's.
No, I'm here already. This is my shop. What brings you in here?
Guns.
Guns.
Do you have any weapons?
I got some weapons.
What kind of weapons you got?
What are you looking for? What kind of money?
Blasters.
You got?
Don't worry about money.
Okay.
That's a good start.
Very bad negotiation process, though.
You're always so hostile when you haggle.
He's so mean.
I promise I'm not going to shoot his head off this time.
Yeah, okay. I don't believe you.
Excuse me? What are you guys saying?
Oh, no. Previous bad experience.
Have you shot other shopkeepers?
No. He's talking about heads because of the droid.
Oh, okay.
Have you ever done any business on Tatooine?
No.
No. All right, then don't worry about it.
I mean, I've been here my whole life.
No.
I've actually inherited this shop. It's been passed down from generation to generation.
Hey, Mac, I shot that guy's head off on Ryloth, didn't I?
Yeah, maybe.
Wait.
I'm too busy.
Again, did you shoot someone?
I'm reading a magazine.
Yes, I've shot many a people.
Was it a shopkeeper? That's why.
One of them.
You shot a shopkeeper?
Yes.
Oh,
yes,
do I need to be worried?
Not if you give me a good deal.
Are you threatening me?
No, I'm trying to negotiate.
I mean, this is not the Outer Rim. You can't just shoot people here on Coruscant.
I can do it. Okay, you're right.
Okay. And so he hands you a manifest. I don't know. Can you guys see it if you click on the vendor?
Vendor. Where's the vendor?
You guys can't click on him?
No.
Let's see.
I mean, I can click, but it doesn't do anything.
Let me try.
It makes me angry.
Configure permissions. All players. Observer.
He looks like
try
an
it now.
Assassin. No.
No, that's just the boilerplate. All right, let me try one more thing. Try it now. Can you open it? No?
Oh, yeah.
If you double click on it, it should open up a menu that shows his inventory.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I can open his inventory. He has got a lot of inventory.
What is it?
Are you opening it? I'm not getting it. Oh, there it is.
Double click on the ghost assassin icon.
It's just the default character.
I'm going to need a couple minutes here.
Yeah, no, take a look. You know, we've got the best the Coruscant can offer, the Core Worlds.
Can you tell me about this medium item?
Oh, the medium item. I don't see it. Where's it at?
I think it's just you can plug it in.
Oh, a medium item. Oh, use this item to represent any medium item. Use the rename button to give it a name, and then the notes button to describe the item. If the item is purchased, be sure to deduct the cost from your credit total. That says to me that this is a whole lot of nothing. So yeah, let's get rid of that.
15,000.
Let me see what you guys got for money. somehow last week you guys haggled more money out of that bounty than was promised to you. You guys got $1,500 out of it rather than the $1,000 that was agreed upon.
I thought it was $3,000.
Yeah, I know. You thought a lot of things, Mac. How about you just sit with your indigestion and think about what you've done for a little while?
Oh, like get us more money and free food?
Yeah, well. All right, so as you guys are looking at the sort of list of what he's got, Ghost walks in.
There he can. There he is. Like a ghost.
8 foot, huh. 8 foot Wookiee just glides into this trading post. Whoa, he's, there, big fella.
He's so majestic. Mon Calamari.
Tyler, can you tell me about this Mach 6 modular backpack?
Who's Tiger?
Togur. God? I mean...
Togur?
Shopkeep?
That's Mr. Eoslin to you.
Mr. Eoslin. Shopkeep?
Yeah, what do you need?
Can you tell me about this Mach 6 modular backpack?
Wow, no, it turns out. It does not have a description.
Okay, then.
So... I guess not. Although I should be in the core book. Hold on.
Can I buy as much as I want from here?
Yeah. You can buy whatever you want.
I just make sure. Relax.
Shut up.
Shut up.
I do not see it in here. Perhaps I should have looked this up before.
Man, it's a Narglatch.
Yeah, I do not see the backpack.
I was just hoping it would help with encumbrance.
I'm sure that's exactly what it does. So what is it, a Mark... what's it called?
Mark,
what kind of backpack?
Mark 6.
Mark...
Give me one sec. Okay.
Mark...
It's the Mark 6 modular.
Modular backpack. Let's see if I can find it on the...
Dude, so the description, I just found out what I'm going to get. It says this particular, the ELG-3A blaster pistol, it's considered to be called by many to be the diplomat's blaster.
No! Okay, so backpack increases encumbrance threshold by 3.
I'll take the backpack.
Okay. Did you look at your... I'm going to put it in... No, let me add the... item. I'll figure out how to add it to your character sheet.
Okay.
So that's minus... So that would be $150.
All right, well, just keep it back there. I'm going to keep shopping.
Okay. And Mac, the diplomat's pistol, where's that at? What's it called?
The ELG blaster pistol.
ELG blaster pistol.
Punch dagger. What the hell's a punch dagger? Gimlet knife.
ELG 3A blaster pistol. Diplomat's blaster, that's unbelievable.
Alright, let me know when you're done.
When who is done?
With figuring out the diplomatic pistol.
No, well, I'm done.
Okay. So I assume the clothes I have under my padded armor are like light clothing. Just normal clothing, right?
You have 2 units of padded armor.
So if I were to get the heavy clothing that I would assume I wear underneath the armor, it adds a soak.
So you've added a soak with padded armor already. Well, you have 2. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So what are you trying to do? Add more.
So like the armor is like over clothes, right?
Yeah. I think so.
If I were to change out, let's just say, my t-shirt and jeans for this heavy clothing.
Oh, heavy clothing is on here?
Yeah, it's at the bottom. It's going to add a soak and an encumbrance.
Okay, sure.
Okay. I'll take that too.
Get this thing to work.
What are you trying to get to work?
The scrollers.
Backpack and heavy clothing. And the heavy clothing you said is plus one soak.
Yeah, so I'm going to have six soak total.
Okay.
It says the price is 50 when I click on it, but 100 in the inventory.
It's 100. It's 100 at this place.
Can I negotiate that? Because it's only worth 50.
You can try, yeah.
Hey!
Yeah.
Shopkeep.
Yeah. What do you want?
I've seen this heavy clothing at a bunch of places. It's only 50.
Yeah. Well, where did you see that?
So.
Yeah. Where?
Let me pay 50 for it.
I don't think so.
I'll give you 50 for it.
No, I don't think so.
All right, I'll give you 60 for it.
Roll a hard negotiation.
Hard.
Yeah, you're the shopkeep. This guy tries. People try to haggle him all the time.
Failed.
Threats too.
Yeah.
Hey, you're lucky I don't make it more expensive.
All right, to 90.
No, you failed. That's how negotiation works.
Fine, I'll give you 100.
All right. Ghost, you're awfully quiet. Hey, you Wookiee over there. You just wandering around this place. You gonna buy something?
No, I am just waiting for my companions.
Oh, I missed it. Oh, there he is.
All right, so I got one of these diplomats pistols for the dandy over there, and
I'm not done.
Oh, he's not done. All right,
I would like your finest binders for 50, and I'd like a concealed carry cord for 200.
What's a concealed carry cord?
It's a rope.
Why don't they just call it a rope?
That's not as cool as a concealed climbing cord. That's it. I said carry cord. Oops.
I'm trying to find it. I don't see it in here.
Find it yet?
No.
I didn't make it. It's like right below the cybernetic brain implant.
Concealed. Right next to. Oh, again. Oh, concealed climbing cord. This mod consists of a small retracting spool. Wait, hold on. What is this? It's an item attachment. You attach it to something.
Oh.
Typically built into a belt, sash, or other load-bearing strap. Grants the user a length of climbing cord with a grappling hook. This counts as having the right tool for the job for climbing and rappelling. So do you have a belt?
Yeah. I will. Yeah, every man has a belt.
Okay. Concealed climbing cord. Oh, I had carry cord. Climbing. All right. And binders. All right, and so miners are. So, what was the pistol?
That was the ALG 3A blaster did that cost? Pistol. 800.
All right. The binders were 50.
Yeah.
And the concealed carry climbing cord was 200.
And then I want the molecular dagger for another 200.
That sounds cool.
What does it do?
Yeah, I know.
Does it do anything?
I don't think it's an attack. I mean, it's molecular. Nuclear. Nuclear. Well, that's not a word, but.
And that was how much?
That was 200.
Oh, I wrote that down already. Wait, was the climbing 200 too?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. And that is molecular dagger.
Molecular.
All right.
Does he have? What does he have in terms of like healing? Does he have anything healing? Is that like what that herb is?
I don't know what the herb does.
It sounds like it's just a mild narcotic.
A mild narcotic among huts, mark an herb can induce a sense of euphoria upon inhalation. Often smoked in hookah pipes, the herb has a distinctive odor when burned. I don't think it does. I don't know what it does.
It gives you one encumbrance.
It does give you one encumbrance.
The garrote causes one encumbrance too?
It's pronounced garrote. Wait, I think it's pronounced garrote. Yeah, everything.
What did I say?
Garrote.
It cost 50 cents.
I guess I always thought it was garrote, but
really? Oh, I always thought it was garrote. Maybe I don't know how to pronounce it.
I think it's probably garrote.
Yeah, I think it's because isn't a garrote they use it for your throat?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's probably why. It rhymes with throat.
Yeah.
That must be it.
Mystery solved.
I mean, it's a go-to weapon for quiet assassinations for millennia.
It's actually garrote.
Oh.
Garrote.
Garrote.
Because you strangle someone with on their garrote, on their throat.
A character who makes a successful bra attack when using a garrote against a target can cause that target to become suffocated.
By strangling their throat. Well, I got everything I need. I don't think he has anything healing of a healing nature here.
It does not seem that way.
This place sucks. See, no Vusters on the wall, just some. What is heavy clothes exactly? Why would you market it as heavy clothes? I mean, it's just like it's like a weighted blanket. I just don't get it.
You working on your tight five here, pal?
By what?
Your tight five? You doing a comedy skit here?
No, I'm working on my tight abs. Ooh.
Yeah, good one.
Yeah, I like you,
Mr. Diplomat.
Appreciate you. Hey, look at it, my diplomat guns. This will be good for some diplomatic meetings. Let me tell you.
What was it? An EA?
An EAG.
EAG what? 40 something?
Yeah, that's it.
I was going to look it up, but.
ELG 3A.
Oh, ELG.
Blaster pistol.
All right.
Lightweight, elegant. Ooh! Look how elegant it is. Ooh, that's so elegant.
Ooh. Did you I put it in the chat.
Wow. How elegant, guys. How elegant. Where's it in the chat? See anything?
I put it in general.
You're the general.
I think I put it in general. Oh no, I put it in the wrong one. I put it in character drawing.
It's too late now. Also,
take two of the stim sticks too.
Wait, how many does he have? Yeah, two sounds about right. So,
stim sticks.
Stim stick? Is that? I lost my thing here.
I can
remove. Oh, it removes.
Yeah, I can remove a black dice from perception checks.
Okay.
Discipline, perception, resilience, or vigilance.
All right. So plus two stim sticks?
Yeah.
And they were how many apiece?
10.
Oh.
Hey, okay. Shopkeep.
Yeah.
Shopkeep. How much will you offer me for this janitor mustache?
What?
What? I have a janitor's mustache in my
yeah,
pocket.
I see the mustache. I mean, it's still got a little bit of skin on it. I'm not going to buy yeah, that. What am I going to do with that thing?
You can use it. You can use it to break into places as a janitor.
It's perfect no for a janitor size.
That is a gruesome trophy.
It is a gruesome trophy. Yeah, the movie.
This is from the king of janitors.
There must be pride associated with this trophy.
There is pride. We took this from the king of janitors.
Why would you sell it? Why would you give it to this man?
We're desperate. We need money.
I mean, if it's worth 10,000 gold, I'll take, or 10,000 credits, I'll take the 10,000 credits.
It's definitely worth 10,000 credits.
It is not worth 10,000 credits.
It's worth 10,000
credits. It's worth pride. The Wookiee's right. It's worth pride, if anything.
No, it's worth it. Can I roll a negotiation?
Yeah, you can roll a negotiation. It's a hard negotiation check.
All right, where is my negotiation?
Wait, me or Matt?
Max seemed to really come vociferously to your defense, so I think he's taking the first.
How do I get it back to the? Because all I'm seeing is weapons and.
Well, I think that's like what Andy. I think that might have been what Andy was trying to get at. Let's see, yeah. General skills, and you. I forgot.
Yeah, I'm only seeing the vendor shit.
Oh, you gotta highlight. You gotta click on yourself. And then you should, that stuff oh, should, do you it. See it now?
Got it. This is really cool. So what is it? Is it a deception?
It's hard. So three difficulty. Not it's deception, negotiation. Yeah.
You succeeded.
All right. There might be something here on this mustache. It ain't going to be 10,000, but, I'll give you something for it.
What you gonna give us? From the king of mustache, from the king of the janitor mustaches.
If it was the king of janitors, why didn't you bring me the crown? Why would you bring me the mustache?
Everyone knows the crown is just ceremonial. The mustache is what makes the janitor the king of the janitors.
Let's see.
Listen, you already believe my negotiation.
How about I give you, I'll give you $300 for this thing.
Absolutely not.
Okay, well then you can keep it.
Well, hold on, I'm open for trades here.
You're open for trades?
Yeah, what about, I'll trade it for the hunting goggles.
Oh, the hunting goggles, huh?
No, trade it for something more. Hold on, get the energy lance.
I'm not giving up this energy lance for that.
Get the non-lethal combat droid.
It's non-lethal.
It's a combat droid. It's in the name.
Non-lethal combat. What does it do?
How about I give you this Mon Calamari organic gill?
No. What about maybe.
I mean, yeah, body part for body part.
To breathe underwater. I still think we should take the droid we could use a droid. Yeah, he's very mysterious. He just vanishes, and I think he just goes. He just Irish goodbyes out of here. Wookiee goodbyes.
I'll trade you the hunting goggles for it.
All right, I'll take the hunting goggles.
All right.
Minus one mustache. This is a very sad erase right here.
What, for erasing the mustache?
Yeah.
All right.
Oof, that hurt.
All right, you got. Thanks, you guys. I think we've done all the business we're gonna do here today.
How much would you take for my mustache?
Hey, how about this? Get a haircut. Now get the hell out of here. I'm closing.
I like you. Appreciate you.
All right. Yeah, take your weird Wookiee friend with you. Bye.
All right,
Ghost. I owe him money. He's my bookie Wookiee.
What is a bookie?
What's a Wookiee?
Bookie.
I am a Wookiee.
Oh, you're a Wookiee? That answers a lot of questions.
Okay, you guys leave the trading post, and now you're out into the streets of Coruscant again.
Finally, we must hunt the Butt Radar.
All right, where are we going?
Okay,
my
so
ship.
If you guys don't remember, and I know you don't,
I don't.
The listing said provide contact information and qualifications to HN4-768A via SecureCom, which is basically the callback number from the listing in the bounty.
All right, Ghost, you want to call that?
I don't have a com.
Just take the robots.
You want to borrow mine? You can take RX's.
You should just take RX's and any of RX's items and stats and whatever.
You cannot take his stats.
Let's just cut some corners here.
Convenience.
I'm pretty sure his communicator was probably destroyed when his body was.
Or all right. It's attached to his body, which you guys just left in the factory.
I tried to leave a dick.
Or whatever that random voice just said.
All right, I call the number.
Okay. Your view screen flashes, revealing a poised Pantoran woman with blue skin and dark hair. Her voice is melodic, and she speaks with confidence and authority. Greetings.
Hello.
My name is Venlana, and I'm contacting you on behalf of the Zahn Consortium. We are experiencing shipping losses that exceed our projections. These challenges to our bottom line are due to pirates, rather one pirate in particular, and we would like to contract you as part of our program of loss prevention. Should you be interested, please meet with me on the planet of Seleucami in the city of Telusema. Venlana smiles, her white teeth highlighted by her blue skin, and waits for your pull. Okay.
Can you take Jizlorug off of the screen there? Is not where she belongs. She belongs in the diner.
Get your all ass right. Back in the kitchen. All right. So Venlana smiles, her white teeth highlighted by her blue skin, and waits for your reply.
We're taking this, right?
I mean, Matt? I'm attracted. Do you see the pretty blue lady? I'm definitely in.
All right.
She looks like she could use a little bit of smuggling and loving.
She looks like she could use a little bit of body hair.
Oh.
I respond with just, yeah, we'll take it, and you're perfect the way you are.
Grow some hair.
Have her not hearing anything else of the conversation. Had just taken place.
Okay. You receive a message back.
Okay. I thought I was leaving a mess or talking to her.
No. This is all through voice messages back and forth.
Okay.
Well, I guess it's also a little bit of video. Venlana's composure seems strange for a moment, and you notice a predatory glint in her eyes that wasn't there before. I guarantee
now that is attractive.
Thank you.
Did you guys see that cute glint in her eye?
It didn't seem very non-threatening. Is quite lucrative, she says. The Zahn Consortium is never stingy when it comes to protecting its interests. Unfortunately, my time is rather precious, so I must see to other tasks. I hope you consider this offer as well as its rewards and meet with me on Seleucami. The transmission ends, leaving you to contemplate your next move.
All right, let's go back to the Kahuna.
I'm not sure how much contemplation is involved. I look at my companions. Yes, they are not contemplating. They are
I'm contemplating going back to that diner. You guys want to get more breakfast?
No.
You had one space Tums and you're ready to go back.
They won't call me the Man of Steel for nothing.
Wait, no one calls you that.
Who calls you that?
They do. My fans, well-wishers.
Ghost.
Okay.
Basically never believe anything.
Should I call you the Man of Steel?
Please
don't. What is steel?
Don't worry about it. He's not made of it.
as he had walked away. Okay, so you guys are just having walked out the ship, the shop. You talked to the voice lady, and I assume you guys are now, or you said you're going to head back to the ship.
Yeah, I think we should head back to the Kahuna Wave.
And you guys are all three of you riding on one speeder.
I don't know. Ghost.
What kind of ship do you have?
It's a YT-100
freighter ship.
YT-1300. That should suffice. What docking bay are you at?
Just follow us.
I cannot.
Why not?
He's taking the subway.
We're at Dock and Bay 27.
Okay, I shall see you there.
Wait, hold on. We didn't roll our... Oh, Ryan. Oh, I didn't roll my Destiny pool.
I did.
Yeah, you did. You're on there. So two dark, three dark, and two light. Did not update here.
Oh, no. Am I breaking up right now, or?
No, you sound great.
Breaking my heart.
You look like shit, though.
I was connected to my phone, and then my phone just shut off.
Oh.
So, I'm just attached to the regular Wi-Fi, I guess.
All right, let me take you guys to the Kahuna. And... Can you see it now?
No, it's still, I just see space.
All right.
Yeah, I see it. You just have to scroll out.
Oh, I see. I thought you were going to like load it in. Hey, there's my ship and it's many, many hiding spaces. Man, it feels like, I feel like I haven't been you in like the length of a story arc.
All right, give me one second. I got to grab
a story arc and a half.
For my phone.
All right, I'm going to re-up my time.
Okay.
What I just did.
Same.
So Ryan, how's it going?
You know, hanging in there. Only one more day of school, then Thanksgiving break. Excited about that.
Yeah, parent-teacher conferences suck.
Yeah, I had those on Thursday of last week.
We got them today and tomorrow. They went till 8 o'clock tonight, and then tomorrow they're supposed to get done early. But kind of sucks because all the teachers are in the classrooms, and I got a full custodial staff coming in that I got to keep these guys busy for 8 hours, and I can't go into the classrooms. So
yeah,
we're doing like a lots of other stuff around the building, but it's kind of annoying.
It's weird right now. I don't know. I mean, it sounds like maybe it's okay out with you, but you could fill me in a second. But I know right now in the city, like custodians are like on super high demand. Like no school has enough custodians. Like my school is short, I think like five. Like we do have enough. Yeah, the third floor, like which is where I work, like never gets cleaned because we just don't have enough people.
Yeah, that's weird because like ours, we wouldn't be able to get away with that. Even if we were short staffed, we have to get everything clean. It just people stay late.
No one ever checks the third floor from admin. So, yeah,
that sucks.
Yeah,
that's weird. Does.
Yeah,
you should become an English it's also teacher.
But they don't. Well, you know, admin not coming up there is nice for other reasons. Like if I ever want to wear jeans on not a Friday, I can get away with it.
Or no pants at all.
Well, no, I wouldn't try that at a high school. That's a quick route to being arrested.
To getting laid.
Oh, I thought you were going to say, yeah, I was going to say, quick route to getting laid.
All right, so you guys are not in space yet. You walk up to the, you guys walk towards, what bay did you say it was at, Sarn?
27.
You guys walk up to bay 27 and you see the Kahuna Wave. You haven't seen it in, I don't know, how long has it been? A couple days?
It's been a while.
I'm walking like a fucking red panda, like I haven't seen this thing. Like,
yeah. And you don't even remember flying to Coruscant, so that doesn't even really count. Ghost has never seen the Kuna wave.
He's so impressed.
I can tell. This is a very, very old ship.
Oh, yeah.
Goddess.
Yeah, it is.
It's a great ship.
I'm not saying it's a bad ship.
I feel like if someone saw this ship for the first time, they would be tempted to say something along the lines of, can this hunk of junk even fly?
Say it could make the castle run in 40 parsecs.
Isn't parsec a unit of distance?
Yeah, and I made it. Oh. I swallowed chicken.
Why are you drinking chicken?
Why are you drinking chicken? That sounds like the wrong way to consume chicken.
It's the future way of consuming chicken. Okay, you probably consume chicken.
Sarn immediately walks to the crew course to take a nap.
Okay, so Sarn walks. You guys are sort of bickering about whether or not a parsec is a unit of space or time, and Sarn just sort of trudges on to the Kuna wave. Ahead of everyone.
Let me cartwheel.
You can't cartwheel.
Edgar is very oddly against cartwheeling. He hates spinning characters.
Really? Yes. It's not in character.
Well, I just our characters, in character.
Our characters also aren't little discs on a flat board.
And you're His right. They should. They should never ever do a cartwheel.
I specifically said I cartwheel.
You did not.
I did.
You never did. You can't.
I did.
Impossible.
Yeah. Okay, fine.
All right, you guys got to get on the ship. You're just going to sit out here and argue into the sky.
Yeah, it won't let me move into the crew quarters.
Good.
My way to the cockpit.
I want to take it.
Yeah. I'm still RX. I'm not Ghost.
Do I have to give you control of Ghost?
I'm gonna take a walk around my ship, make sure everything's up to spec. Yep, engineering looks good. Yeah, engineering looks really good. Yeah, looks like everything's engineered really well here.
Why don't I have control of my character?
Because you got kicked out.
I got kicked out.
Oh, you're gone.
I restarted in here for some reason. I don't know. I'm gonna have to work on giving you control to Ghost. But I'll have to deal with that later. So you walk on, and it looks like Mac just walks ahead of you as well, Ghost, and walks into the cockpit, leaving you to sort of just like get up the boarding ramp all by yourself, and you kind of come on into the ship, and they kind of go to their own spaces.
Before I walk down to the cockpit, I look around and look at Wolf, and I say, man, it's really weird seeing a Wookiee on this kind of ship. And then I walk away.
All right.
What is that smell?
Oh, no.
All
right. I'm rolling a dark side point on that. And Wookiee, I'm sorry, Ghost, what you're smelling... smell is somewhat familiar, but you can't quite place your finger on it. But it's very familiar.
Is that realistic, though?
Is
that completely realistic? Like, I feel like all right, fine. I guess
Would you like to recognize it right away?
I feel like he'd recognize the smell of another Wookiee.
I lay down in bed, realize, oh shit. We've got a crazy. This is narrating.
So you heard this, you heard him sniffing.
Yeah, my eyes bulge and go, "Oh my god, we've got a crate of Wookiee pelts on this ship." So I leave. I don't have control. I find Ghosts.
I'm in. Can I move Ghost yet?
I could not figure out how to do that. I don't want to spend time.
Well, can you move him? Where are the wiki pelts?
I assume a cargo.
Is there a cargo? Oh yeah. Let's say you're following this smell towards the main cargo hold, but it's sort of in the back. It's not in the main cargo hold. It's in a closet in the back. But you're getting closer and closer.
I go, hey, ghost.
The smell is very strong.
Yes, I know.
Have you had a Wookiee crewmate before?
No, but there may have been one before we commandeered the ship.
But the smell is strong, as if it's still here.
I've been trying to find out what it is for the longest time.
Interesting. Well, my nose is more acute than yours. Let me find it for you.
All right, just.
Is he doing that for everybody or just me?
To me, too. Sorry, you're getting choppy.
Okay.
And, yep. Well, wait.
I mean, you're kind of smooth now. You're trying to get back on your phone.
Yeah, I know.
You didn't wire in, Andy?
I did not. I don't have a long enough cord.
No. Also, I have a note here that Pash McKenzie has a Wookiee pelt mustache.
When?
That's just what it says here. I was looking to see if you guys still had the... It doesn't matter. But I was looking through some of these notes. It says, come up with aliases. Mac, his alias is Pash McKenzie and has a Wookiee pelt mustache. It's, okay, Sarn.
My phone's not coming on.
You're a little bit better now. Try getting back in there. So Ghost was saying that he smells something very strong and very distinct, and he asked you about whether or not you had a Wookiee ever on this ship.
Yeah, I was saying that before we stole the ship, it may be very possible. Sorry, before we commandeered the ship.
Well, it just seems like there is
lost connection.
Oh,
we can hear
you.
Okay, all right, that's probably fine. Okay, fine now.
Well, I think there must be a Wookiee or something very close belonging to a Wookiee still on board. The smell is overpowering.
They may have urinated in the corner a couple times.
No, it is not the smell of urine. This is the smell of summer nights on Kashyyyk. I must find the source.
Does that mean it's a female Wookiee?
So I get the sense that, Sarn, you're trying to stop him from searching.
Yes.
Okay. And, Ghost, so roll your negotiation against his discipline. So Ghost, your discipline is one yellow and one green.
Okay.
So that means that, no, that's not how that works. So,
I guess that's probably just both.
Wait, one yellow and one green.
Yeah, so when you're doing it against each other, Sarn, you will roll negotiation and your difficulty will be one red, one purple.
Oh,
so yellow's turn to red and green's turn to purple.
Can you see my rolls?
Not yet.
I tried to roll two times.
Oh, I can't see. Are they showing up for you?
No.
Are you on the internet?
Yeah.
Find the that's right. Find the Star Wars dice roller and just roll it, and because you know what you have to roll, right?
Yeah.
Remember with that one we used to use. Here, I'll send it. I'll send it in the chat, and you can just roll it.
I got it.
Okay, you could probably. roll it in the chat too, because I have a dice roller in there.
Four successes. One success. That's it.
So you just have one success?
Yeah.
That's what it boiled out to?
Yeah.
Okay. So you were successful in sort of trying to steer him away from following his scent.
All right. How technologically advanced are you, Ghost? Are you good with technology or not?
No, I am not.
Are you? Well, you're
not. I care not for technology. It holds none of the truths of the forest.
Are you tired at all?
Not very, no.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Because there's a nice wampa skin rug that you can sleep on. In the crew quarters. It's very comfy.
I did not kill the wampa in question, and so I shall not enjoy the fruits of its hunt.
Alright, well then push it to the side and fall asleep on the floor.
You're just telling him to go to sleep? He's not a child.
Well, I'm actually tired. Or
I'm not a child. I do not want to go to sleep.
Alright. Can you help me with setting RX? I pull out RX's head. Can you help me set him into the navigation system?
It is not my area of expertise, but if you ask for my assistance...
Hold the flashlight.
I will supply it. Let me finish, impatient one.
Alright. That would be very nice.
Yes. So
I give him RX's head and say, I'll meet you in engineering. I just need to have a word with Mac really quick.
Okay.
I wait for him to walk away and then immediately start going searching again.
God damn it. Ghost. This is the exact opposite.
Okay. Did you call him over? Did you call Mac over?
No, I was going to go meet him as Ghost was waiting in engineering.
And I waited there until you left.
Okay, so...
No, but you're not in engineering.
Oh, well, I waited wherever you left me.
Okay.
And then as soon as you walked away...
I was going to follow you.
All right, so Sarn walks over. He walks down. Oh, you were going to follow him? No, you weren't. You're going to get back.
Hold on. If I follow the path, I'll walk behind him and say, engineering is just up there, second door on your left. Or first door on your left.
All right.
Second door, technically.
Oh, and I'm walking, I go towards engineering.
All right, then I split off and I run towards the cockpit.
All right, then I go run back to the cargo bay.
Why the fuck won't you make this easy?
Okay, all right. Oh, so what, you got a bit you're trying to do?
I want to tell Mac to dump the
skin. So as you...
Hey, Sarn, it smells like Wookiee pelts in here.
Okay, so you walk down...
Wait, it smells like what?
You know what? I give up. I'm going to take a nap.
Hold on. This has got to be chaos. So you walked away, and you saw that he was like about to turn and go back towards the main cargo hold because he got distracted by the smell. Roll a perception. Let's say it's hard because you're kind of far, but you get a boost because you're a Wookiee.
Oh, not me.
No, not you.
What am I rolling?
Your perception. Ghost.
Perception. What is my perception?
You should be able... Oh, you can't click on your character? I might have to give you permission.
Well, I'm still RX-78, remember?
Yeah, but you can double... You can't double click on Ghost?
Oh, maybe. I don't know. I didn't try that. No, I can't.
All right. I'll make you owner on here, and you should be able to do it. All right, go ahead now.
Okay, cool. There we go. Perception.
You might have to do a custom roll rather than...
It says rank zero. It doesn't have anything for perception.
Perception will be... It's rank zero, but perception is a... Perception is a cunning. So it's two ability.
Okay.
Rocking.
All right, perception.
Out on the street.
All right, is there just like a general roll button?
Yeah, if you go to chat, I can probably send it to you. So if you go to chat.
Public roll? I found it.
All right.
So you said two ability?
Two ability. Three.
What's the difficulty?
Two ability, three difficulty, one boost.
Okay.
Your check failed, so you don't know exactly where it is, but you do have two advantages if you have something narratively you'd like to.
I smell, but I head towards the galley instead of the front of the cargo hold.
Okay, so you definitely still smell it. You still smell Wookiee. You're fixated on it, but now you're getting a little bit cold.
Yeah, I went the wrong way.
Okay, and now Sarnik.
Maybe they had been stored there at one point.
Right. That's good. Sarn did see you start to walk towards something, or like start sniffing again, and like ran over to Mac. All
right, Mac, just get this up right now. We've got a. So I'm kind of like, I'm in the cockpit. Go. You need to get this up right now. We've got a problem.
What? Because let me tell you, it reeks like Wookiee pelt in here.
Yes. Do you know why? Because we have Wookiee pelts here.
Oh. Well.
Do you know what we just brought aboard? Who we just brought aboard?
Yeah, but I'm sure he sees Wookiee pelts all the time. He's an experienced bounty hunter.
Oh, okay. Just hurry up and get us out of here. Let me go handle this.
Give him the room with the Wookiee pelts in it. I'm sure he'll feel like home.
So Mac was no help. Pilot.
No help. All right, no, I run.
I'm too busy checking out my secret compartments and hiding things. I'm hiding my goods.
All right, I start walking back.
Okay. Oh, you can't move you.
Yeah,
you can't move you.
So, since I saw him walking back towards here, I find him standing outside the galley.
No, not in. I'm in the galley. Nose deep in the fridge.
All right. And I call out, everything. Ghost, I saw you walk back here.
Yes, sorry. I was distracted. Yes, you needed help. I shall come with you.
No, hold on. I've got something I want to talk to you about before that.
Okay, what?
Oh my gosh.
You did smell Wookiee pelts.
I'm sorry.
You smelled Wookiee. The smell of Wookiee.
Okay. Yes, I know I did. And I still do right now.
Yes. They're still on here.
They? Who's they? What? There are Wookiees here?
No, hold on. I have the pelts of the past butt radars I've killed. As a prize.
That's going to be a deception.
As a trophy prize.
And that's going to be... What is opposed to deception?
I've only got two ability.
You're trying to deceive him.
Deceive him!
I know I put it in here. Where did I put it?
Rocking and rolling. Down on the street, I'm strolling. What the seagull?
Let's say it's discipline. So it's going to be one ability and one, or no, that one. One difficulty and one challenge, which is red. One red and one purple for trying to deceive him. Sarn.
Two successes, two threats.
Okay. Your threat.
I tell I'm not proud of the fact that I kept the skins as a trophy.
Okay. Yeah, that's good. So he does sort of buy your lie that he buys your lie a little bit that it's Butler Heart radar related, but he's offended that you would even keep the pelts.
Yeah.
Can we explain to him how warm they are?
Well, do you guys mind if I Tiger, do you mind if I characterize it?
Yeah, no, go ahead.
Well, I know you are a bounty hunter who takes pride in his trophies. And I do not begrudge you the taking of trophies, especially if they are in the conquest of one as vile as the Butt Radar. However, if I find out that these are not from the Butt Radar, then we shall have a problem.
I didn't know that
you have killed more than one.
But you don't know that I haven't.
I shall let it go.
All right. Will it make you feel better if I discard these once we are...
No. Do what you want with them. They are yours.
Fuck. Okay.
Ghost is being the...
But I'm much out of character. I am much more likely to discover your lie if you do keep them on the ship. So the prudent thing would probably be to get rid of them.
Yeah.
But they're mine.
They're not yours.
Does he think everything on the ship is his?
Yes.
The ship is mine and everything on it is mine.
I am not yours, Mac.
Not yet.
Wait. You two.
Just because I haven't figured out that.
Whoa. Wait. But you two aren't lovers?
No.
Not yet.
Whoa. No. I find you extremely repulsive.
Deception.
No, I'm like deception.
I thought you two were lovers.
No, we're barely associates.
I see. My mistake.
It's a partnership of convenience right now at this point in time.
Wow. Apologies. Your words are so hurtful, Sarn, after all we've been through. Wait, where am I? Am I in the cockpit?
I thought you were outside.
I'm in the cockpit talking over the microphone.
I thought you were outside.
No, as you guys got in, you were starting to take off as like all this was taking place, but through the magic of Star Wars, both Ghost and Sarn didn't really notice you were taking off because it was pretty smooth.
That's so smooth. I'm so smooth.
All right. So can we please hook up the head of RX to the...
You guys have some good inertial dampeners on this ship.
So dampened.
I don't know if I want RX in my computer. I don't know if I want RX a part of my ship. He's very interesting. Will he let me pilot?
Yes, but he just has to be astrogation.
I mean, if I'm talking outside, like outside, just talking about this decision, of course you would. But also, I don't think plugging him into the navigation computer gives him ever any control over the flight capabilities of the ship.
No, that's good to know. Plans,
yes, that, he is right.
It just plans the navigational ways.
All right, then I say we just jam his head into the computer.
Let's go to engineering and try to hook him up.
Right, jam his head into a computer there.
You're flying. You focus on flying, please.
Oh, I can do this in my sleep. I have done this in my sleep.
Can you do it?
Can you do it from a different room?
Yeah, you know, it's kind of like a mission. You just run really quickly. You know, you make a game of it. How long can the ship go?
But what if it's an asteroid?
It's space. What there's a lot of in space is more space.
Literally infinite amount of space.
And
an infinite amount of asteroids.
Yeah, the ship's pretty cool and I'm pretty cool.
I like this ghost guy.
Okay, so
he's starting to come around.
Now, deception.
Sarn and Ghost go back into engineering with RX's head and they're gonna... I'm not sure what they're going to do with this head.
computers check?
Holding it.
Computers and mechanics.
You're gonna Donatello it. You're gonna do computers, dude.
To be or not to be.
I mean, yes, he is a head, like almost like a skull.
Was he an angry droid?
Very.
Yes, he appears that way.
A permanent scowl built into his face.
It must be his eyebrows. So then, let's say it's a... I don't know. It's hard, because it is somewhat unconventional to do this. And, yeah, I think it would be computers.
You know, you could just let us do it from a narrative perspective.
I could, but
okay,
but,
fine.
No, but I feel like you should earn it.
Well, there's no benefit.
Who's going to roll first?
I don't know. What do you want me to roll? Mechanics?
Oh, no, computers.
Computers.
Oh.
Computers, dude.
Computers, computers. I don't think I have any computers. Where's computers? Is his computers under intellect? Rank. Is it under intellect? Okay, so then I got two greens. I'll just go ahead and do that.
That's fine.
Was the difficulty hard?
Yeah, so three difficulty.
So even though this has nothing to do with it, you could just let us narratively have this. You couldn't even make it an easy difficulty. That's
no,
what I'm hearing.
I couldn't.
Okay. Thanks, God. Huh. Fuck you, God.
Yeah, why don't you eat shit?
No, I succeeded. I don't have to eat shit.
Yeah, eat shit, but it's one threat. And the threat is... The threat is you hooked RX up to the goddamn ship, you bunch of idiots.
Well, wait. That's not a bad thing.
Is it? Isn't it, though?
I'm RX, so I would know.
He's got you there.
All right, so Ghost sort of grabs the head from you and... Like goes
it's totally fucky Chewbacca's it when he's putting C-3PO back together.
Yes, yeah.
I guess maybe Wookiees all have some inherent ability to work with protocol droids.
They can't understand pants, but they can. But they can put a droid head into a computer.
Ghost didn't even know it was something that he could do, but he just saw the wires and he just started. He started going at it. And then before you know it, the lights of the eyes of RX boot up. Like, not boot up, but like flicker and then come on.
What are you? Oh, God, are you a Wookiee? Oh.
Yeah, he's a replacement, bud.
What a hairy, smelly meatbag.
All right, Ghost.
Yes.
Can you go tell Mac that the new navigation system is up?
Yes. And he's I stomp off.
All right, I look at RX.
What do you want?
For the love of all that is holy, do not tell Ghost about the Wookiee pelts. That will end very, very horribly for all of us.
Oh, wait. Let me get this straight. You guys teamed up with a Wookiee.
Yes.
Brought him here.
You met the Wookiee.
I'm assuming we're on the Kahuna Wave. Are we on the Kahuna Wave right now?
We're right in the wave.
Am I part of the
You're an integral part.
This is weird. Wave. If I move my fingers, I feel like the landing gear comes up and down.
Don't do that. What's going on in space?
Okay, I'll stop. But wait. You brought a Wookiee on this ship. There's like 20 Wookiee pelts on this ship.
Yes. Just don't tell him about them.
How long do you think till he rips both of your arms off? Wookiees like to do that.
Well, that's the thing, is that there's something that can eject the Wookiee pelts, right? Or we can eject into space, correct? Like a compartment
They're in boxes, you can just shove them in an airlock, sure.
All right. So when I tell you to vacate the airlock...
I can open it, but I can't move the crates of Wookiee pelts to the airlock.
No, I'm going to tell you when.
Oh, yeah, sure. I can do that.
Okay.
Right. But why would I? What do you got from me?
You're still alive. You're the reason you're here right now and not being, like, ripped apart or melted down.
Well, you know, non-existence isn't all that bad. And it sounds like I'm part of the ship now. Also, the Wookiee was the one attaching me to the ship, not you.
Well, yeah, but I was, like, the supervisor. I advised him to do it.
Okay, at this point, the Wookiee ghost has approached Mac, and Sarn, you told him just to go help Mac?
No, just to tell him that the new navigation system is in. All right. And that we should set a plan or a course to...
We succeeded in attaching the droid's head to the ship.
Are you serious? I thought we were going to put him in storage. No, what do you mean? He's attached to my ship?
He's part
of the void. Do you have any idea how annoying that guy is? Do you have any idea how... Oh, my God.
A small idea, yes. He was not kind to me when he woke up. Also, he is part of your nav system now. And Sarn wants you to plot a series of jumps to our next destination.
Salukamai.
I think I'm going to be sick.
Salukamai, yes.
All right, well... All right. I'll...
No. Oh my God, he just went into cyberspace.
Wait, are you hacking now?
He's hacking.
I'm sending coordinates.
He's Hacker Man.
I'm Hacker Man.
Alright, so I sit down in like one of the back seats in the cockpit and just start spinning around and like pushing random buttons.
Don't touch that. Alright. You're not doing it right. You got to go left and spin and do it all like that. Because if you do it the other way, you're going to mess up my whole routine, my whole system.
I like look at you, and it seems like I'm like not going to listen. But then I do exactly what you say, and I start spinning the other way and pushing all the buttons.
I get on the comms to Mac. Mac,
who is this? Hello. Hello.
Sweet, sweet space Jesus.
He has the technology sense of a Wookiee.
Hello?
Yes.
I like this one.
Can you... And I'm whispering, so Ghost can't hear this. Can you keep Ghost...
I can still hear you. You're whispering through a comm. It comes through quite tinny and clear.
Heck.
If you want a private conversation with your lover... I shall retreat to my quarters.
Then go to your quarters, Ghost. I need to have a sweet intimate conversation.
Why? Well, where are my quarters? Where is Ghost supposed to sleep?
I don't know.
There's a crew quarters.
I don't know that you guys have established where his quarters are. You might want to ask somebody on the ship where his quarters are.
We all have the same quarters.
I go to the crew quarters, and I push two of the beds together and lay down.
Zoop.
All right, I get off the comms, because apparently they're not trustworthy.
Well, no, I was just in the room. You just can't whisper to someone when I'm in the room.
I actually agree with that, for once.
So I go to the cockpit.
Ah.
I tell Mac.
What?
Lock down the crew quarters.
Why?
I have to get rid of these fucking Wookiee pelts.
I don't think he's going to be as mad as you think. He's probably going to be fine.
Rip our arms off.
Hey, man, you know what? I think that's a risk we got to take. I think this is a good team-building exercise. We got to be honest with this man.
No, it's not. Lock down the crew quarters.
I'm not going to lock down the crew quarters. He's just going to get escaped, and he's going
to
be pissed.
And you need to help me carry this crate
into the
airlock.
I don't even know which one of these switch locks the two crew quarters, man. I don't know if I have that.
It's like heated argument right now going on about whether you guys should lock down the crew quarters, and it's like heated, and then it like cuts to the crew quarters. Meanwhile, and I'm literally passed the fuck out, just
like a rock.
Listen, I would be totally willing to figure out and push a button to lock the crew quarters, but for all I know, that button right there could just turn off the oxygen.
This is your fucking shit.
I work it through instinct. Haven't you ever flown a plane before or driven anything before? It's all by instinct.
Worthless.
Oh my gosh, you are so mean sometimes when you're not on your rill. I thought we were friends.
Then lock down the crew quarters.
Just go take care of the Wookiee pelts. He's not going to wake up before you take care of them. He's asleep. I think you have to go to the door locked up. I mean, do you have to lock? Does this work like car doors? I don't really even know.
Just pretend that Star Wars. See, the thing is EVAing isn't actually a thing in Star Wars ever. Extravehicular activity. It's a term for going outside in space. And as far as I know, that's never happened on purpose in Star Wars. It's only ever happened by accident. A la Leia in Episode 8. Or also that one Jedi in the Clone Wars.
Falcoon.
So, I don't know actually if Star Wars ships have airlocks.
We could just call it like a window. You can go and I think I'm fine with...
Well, without depressurizing the entire place. There's got to be a double door system.
No. It'll be like on the Death Star where they have like that invisible like...
The race.
I got it. You know, there's the ramp, the boarding ramp. There's probably a door up at the beginning of the boarding ramp.
Yeah,
so if you put something on the boarding ramp, close the door, and then open the ramp, that essentially works as an airlock.
Sure.
And anything would be jettisoned. Anything on the ramp would just be jettisoned.
I like that.
All right. Okay. So I storm out of the cockpit. I slam the button to close the door to the cockpit.
So I can't hear
Mac anymore.
I hope we're still friends.
Oh shit! That did not come from Mac. I don't know why it said that.
What?
Never mind.
Oh, really? You're gonna do that?
It was not right. Supposed to be.
So I start to. God damn! Give me control of my character.
I don't know why you don't have control of your character. You should.
Okay, so I go get the Wookiee pelts.
Oh, because it's not showing you in this chat, Andy.
Yeah, I know. He, like, left. He's not in the chat even.
I have my name on the bottom left to me.
Oh,
now he does. Only if I expand to the player thing.
Oh,
also,
it's
black.
Yeah,
so it's black. I think it means he's not active.
Weird. All right, so what are you doing?
I go to the up.
Cargo bay.
Oh, the cargo bay.
Right there, yeah. Yeah, I grab that smelly-ass crate.
Okay, but it's one big crate full of 20 different Wookiee pelts who are, they average eight feet of height apiece.
Okay, all right. So I
But their skins are really light?
No, they're light enough he can carry it. It's just a big box.
Oh. All right, so I start carrying it towards the boarding ramp.
Let's say you're pushing it, and it's on one of those hover
dollies.
Hover dollies.
All right, so I start pushing it towards the boarding ramp.
It'd be funnier if it was like we had a trash can droid, and it was like on his head, and you were like pushing the trash can droid.
You mean like Gonk?
Okay, I can see that. Yeah.
Okay. All right. We'll say instead of it hovering, it has feet. Basically, what you're saying, kind of. It's like a crate with feet.
Sure. Yeah, that's fair.
And he's pushing it along, trying to hurry it up. It's walking kind of slow, but he's really trying to get it to go.
Yeah, I keep pushing it. I want to push it onto the boarding ramp. I open the door to the boarding ramp, push it on there. I leave the gunk on there.
On the
and
ramp?
I walk back out on the ramp. And then I run back inside and I push the button to close the door.
Okay. All right. And you jettison the Wookiee belts.
Yes.
All right. They are floating into space.
Oh, thank God. That's done with.
Okay. Now all is quiet on the ship.
Then I want to go take a long rest.
How about I take a nap in the driver's seat?
What are you going to do about the ship flying, though? I mean, you really wanted to fly it, and now you're going to sleep.
I need to heal.
Well, yeah, but someone's got to fly the ship.
Maybe just set a course to, hey, wait, don't forget about me. Let's just set a course to where we're going, and then I shall manage just, the autopilot while you rest.
Mac needs to talk to the robot. Like, he wants to take a nap, and they do have a solution to pilot the ship.
Called my steel rod that I have it. Like, I just jam it underneath the steering wheel and keep it like going straight, and then I put on cruise control.
Yeah, but you're not going straight.
Just like real life.
Doesn't have a steering wheel.
I mean, you're not going straight. I mean, even if it did.
Your ship doesn't have a steering wheel. My ship does.
I'm providing you a solution you have what might say an artificial intelligence upon the ship that could probably navigate it while you sleep, and this being doesn't need to sleep. It's mostly a head, and it's attached to the ship.
Are you speaking about the spirit of the Kahuna Wave?
No, not that. Not that. It's a different spirit.
Spirit of anger.
No, that's Ghost. Ghost, you're sleeping.
I said it in the wrong voice.
Yeah.
A spirit of anger.
Oh, my God. I thought we were rid of you, RX. Why are you in my cockpit?
Why did you think you were rid of me? You just carried my head to the ship.
I thought we were going to put you in cold storage.
Why cold? I am not. Do not need to be preserved.
Well, I didn't know that. I thought everything just went into the refrigerator.
You thought droids were biological life forms?
I didn't say that. I just thought you needed to keep it cold.
Is that why you kept your comms in the refrigerator?
Yeah. Comms, guns, everything. Just remember, next time you want to grab a weapon, open up the nearest refrigerator. I guarantee you I have something in there that can help you out. You go in there right now, you're going to find a blaster rifle. I guarantee it. I keep one in there. Just
currently, I'm moving my pinky. Is the refrigerator opening?
No, you just turn on the blinker signal again.
Okay, well, here's my third toe of my right foot. Now what's happening?
Now this fucking red light, emergency light, won't stop beeping. And I'm like, you know what? I had this thing in perfectly good condition. And now since we got you, the yellow light of doom is on. I don't even know what it looks like. A tire. What is that even? What does that even mean?
Well, I do not know, but mayhaps we can do wheelies now.
that's what the indication is. Can we do a quick wheelie? Where's the wheelie check?
The wheelie check will probably be a planetary space.
All right. Well, I'm a.
What's planetary space, Tiger?
Planetary space.
Sorry. Piloting space. You're right. Right. You succeeded, and I don't know what does a wheelie in space look like.
Guilty.
I kind of make it like do one of these. Only in space, so it doesn't really make much of a difference, I guess.
Right. Okay, so I don't really know where your conversation is going here. Are you going to take a nap? Are you letting RX like take the ship so you can nap?
I'm gonna put on the cruise control and put my stick underneath the wheel. And if RX just wants to keep things running smoothly with my stick, I'm more than willing to do that.
You know that a stick under a wheel is not enough to control 6 degrees of freedom in a non-Euclidean geometry.
Yes, okay. I'm aware of that. I'm very aware of that.
Well, then I am the one that needs to keep the ship straight. Where are we going?
We're going to Jamiroquai.
Wait, isn't that an 80s band from Earth?
No, that's Eric. That's Eric.
Aquarius.
Wait, no, sorry. I couldn't hear too many people. My speakers were overwhelmed. Where are we going?
Where are we going again? I didn't get the name.
God's quiet.
You're going to Seleucami.
I was so close. What did I say?
Seleucami, you said Jumericoin. Plotting. Ding. Okay. Yes, I have routed us a path to that planet.
All right. So I'm just gonna sit back in the. I'm gonna sit back in the seat, kick my feet up, and you watch the stick. Make sure my stick doesn't fall off. And this is good.
That stick is literally doing nothing.
Yeah, I don't. It's symbolic. Okay, it's symbolic.
Also, I have no way to control should it fall down, so I shall watch it for you, though.
No, that's fine. I figure, like I said, it's all about symbolism, you know. Believe me, I do this all the time. I'm a pro. I'll wake up if I need to.
Fair enough. I shall sound an alarm through the ship if anything happens.
On an unrelated note, do you guys know that you can go onto YouTube and listen to, like, Star Trek, like, the bridge noises just for sleeping?
Well, that's what I got on now.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
It sounds like it.
I can't hear anything.
Oh.
Again.
I can hear it.
Probably because I'm not actually in here.
Yeah, that's probably it.
No, I can't hear anything either.
Oh, it might just be kind of soft. I hear it.
Yeah, but yeah, you can, like, it's supposed to help you. I might do that tonight.
Okay, good to know.
Yeah, so there you go. Star Trek bridge noises.
Oh, okay. I think I vaguely hear it.
Yeah, it's kind of soft. All right, I think that's a good spot to end. I think we'll start next week with you guys sort of waking up and healing before you get to Seleucami.
I like that. I like that we just me and RX just bicker and then
you guys bonded. There's a lot of bonding. I feel like there's some great character moments.
Yeah, we're all very happy.
Wow, that's not what. And Sarn still in the morning ramp. No, you went to... Where did you go, Sarn? Did you go to the crew quarters?
I went to go to... Well, that's why I started talking. Like, you're sleeping. Well, apparently I went to the crew quarters.
You went... So you're sleeping with Ghost?
Next to
Ghost.
Yeah. Well, on one of the mattresses he didn't drag off to sleep on.
Yeah, so I was saying, that means there's only, like, no beds left because there were three. I took two, and then you took the last one. So yeah, that means there's no bed left.
Oh, well, that makes sense, because Mac is sleeping in the cockpit next to the stick.
I pull up the Wampa fur to sleep as my blanket.
Okay.
I'm not going to stop you from doing that.
I heard Discord. What's going on here? Oh, there it is. Boo just posted TNG Bridge.
Oh, there it is.
In case you guys need to help sleeping tonight.
The next generation.
The only generation, honestly.
All right. I am going to